Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, April 6th, 2024. Today he is reminding us that we are indeed very powerful. Pure beingness empowers your infinite creative abilities. The divine energy, love, all that exists, is extremely powerful and heartfelt. And many who have not felt it before are beginning to do so now, as it intensifies during the present Easter and Pentecost season. This divine energy, in which all are enveloped, is beautifully adjusted so that those who are in human form do not become physically overwhelmed as they set their intent to feel its loving presence. Nearly everyone presently in human form is consciously choosing to awaken into reality, and so the energy level has to be set at a much higher level than in ages gone by, so that your bodies are filled with its light, but not enough to burn them. Consequently, as you intensify your intention to awaken, others will feel at peace, accepted, and loved when they are physically in your presence. To accept and love humanity, all of humanity, is why you chose to be present on earth in human form at this moment. To fulfill this pre-planned task, all you need do is just be. It is not in any way difficult. Just allow yourselves to totally accept each interaction with others as they occur, and allow the love that you are to flow freely through you, thus extending it and sharing it with all others. This is the purpose with which you incarnated. As you have so often been told, you are each enormously powerful beings, because God created each of you completely like unto herself. Any sense of unworthiness or incompetence to carry out God's will, or to believe that you do not know what her will for you is utterly invalid. Your egos live and thrive on the energy of fear which they are constantly attempting to intensify within you all. So dismiss any sense of fear, knowing that it is unreal, and invite love to envelop and embrace you. It will. You are never without love or unloved, because love is the divine life force that flows within you, giving you eternal existence and providing the living energy, the vigor, and the potency that enables you to experience life as a physical being in human form. Just remember that by incarnating as humans, you chose to forget your true nature as you played the game of separation. And now you have chosen to remember who you truly are, and you are beginning to feel the power of God's love uplifting and inspiring you, and you are also seeing it in others as they too start to remember. Many of you are finally coming to the awareness, the remembrance, that you and God are one, eternally and inseparably. And this is greatly assisting you in moving out of the illusory world of form in which it seems that you have been immersed, indeed incarcerated for eons. The door to that prison has never been closed. You have always had total freedom to leave. But your egos need to be right in their belief that you are incarcerated and that the key has been lost or thrown away, causes them to spend enormous amounts of your time attempting to convince you that you are small and insignificant in the overall scheme of things, and that your miserable existence will be finally and completely terminated when your bodies fail and die. Yes, you do need your egos to act as autopilots when you are doing repetitive actions that do not require your full attention, thus allowing you to more frequently use your minds creatively and lovingly. However, they should never be in control. They are your personal assistants, and you are each responsible for guiding and directing them so that the love that you each are also flows through them as they work in concert with you and your loving intentions, instead of against you. Love is infinite and eternal, and so is each created sentient being. Your awakening is your newly remembered awareness of this divine truth coming alive within you and filling your hearts and minds with the infinite joy and happiness of this your eternal and unchangeable state of being. You are, as you most certainly do know deep within yourselves, love, being. And that pure beingness empowers your infinite creative abilities in every moment of your eternal existence. You are one with God, forever creating and expanding the infinite field, in the absence of a better word, that is love. You had just momentarily forgotten this, and now you are about to remember. So prepare to celebrate the divine reality that each one of you is. And of course, as I frequently remind you, it is essential that you spend daily quiet time alone at your holy inner sanctuaries where your eternal connection to God is always open. While there, please remember to set your intent to be only loving whatever arises in your daily lives. This is very important and extremely effective. Whenever you choose to communicate with God, she always listens and hears you. If you do not feel or sense this communication taking place within you, it is probably because you are allowing yourselves to be distracted by thoughts related to your daily human lives. But even if this is happening, nevertheless, you are receiving love and divine guidance in every moment. The truth of this often becomes clear when an intuitive idea about dealing with an issue you are needing to address comes to mind. You are never alone or unheard. It just seems like that because you are so often preoccupied with thoughts about the material life you are experiencing. You are love, and therefore love envelops you, embraces you in every moment of your eternal existence. Your unawareness is caused by your egos as you allow them free rein with your thought processes and allow them to call attention to what-if thoughts of fear or anxiety. Don't dwell on them. They are for the most part meaningless distractions, rather like small children seeking attention when they feel unseen or unheard. So treat them as you would treat small children, lovingly and gently, without being distracted from the task at hand. Interactions with others are often ego-directed because the unreal world is very competitive as egos seek power and security to escape their feelings of inadequacy and find love outside themselves. Therefore, love your egos, but do set boundaries. Boundaries are an aspect of the unreal state of separation that you have chosen to undergo that makes it possible for you to honour your intuition instead of allowing others to persuade you not to trust yourselves. You are divine beings in constant communication with your source, and your intuition is that communication channel which helps you to evolve spiritually, thus ensuring that you can and will find your way home. Your intuition can offer you great wisdom that you will find nowhere else. Allow it to evolve and learn to trust it. It is the unbreakable link to your divine communication connection to God. With so very much love, Saul.